An exhibit designer with a long history in the state is the new top official for Juneau's Alaska State Museum and Sitka's Sheldon Jackson Museum. Bob Banghart was named chief curator of the state museum system earlier this month. The longtime Juneau resident has been the state museum's curator of exhibitions since 2007. Before that, he spent 30 years running a planning and design firm that created exhibits and consulted for museums, libraries, and cultural centers. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld spoke with Banghart, who says he sees a distinct trend for museums in Alaska.
What I see more and more is an understanding that if a community is going to start an institution or reinforce an existing institution, that having it be a reflection of the community in which it resides is its absolute strength, and not try to make it into something people might want to see in an anticipatory way. You know what I mean? Have it reflect the community, then it has a genuineness that transfers over to the visitor, to the community, and it also has a relationship with the people who live there. And the other end is there are more individuals coming out of academic programs that are moving in across the state into the various institutions, whereas prior to even a decade ago, what we were seeing mostly is just people who grew up in the system in some fashion and maybe didn't have an academic background before they got into practical. And mostly people started out doing what they could do and stayed in that arena. So there's a little shift. It's very subtle in certain respects, but it is a maturation of the industry in the state, and I kind of can foresee that continuing, if not strengthening, as we get into these next generations of service providers, educated and experienced in other institutions, and bring a little bit a wider viewpoint to the equation, which is kind of interesting.
What about issues or problems with preserving what's already there? I know, at least in the past, some of the smaller museums have just had a real hard time keeping up with the technology and facilities to keep what they have in good shape.
You know, with that broadening of the knowledge base with management and people who come in from various other institutions, and coupled with, we got a very aggressive outreach program going out into the communities, assisting on many different levels and collection preservation and mitigating of circumstances that might be detrimental in regard to the building and the building's atmospheres, proper handling and display technologies, storage and cataloging methodologies. So that is an undercurrent that we maintain and support pretty strongly, that our mission is to serve the institutions of the state. So we have been pushing that extensively, and it's much better than it used to be.
Are the collections of the State Museum here and the Sheldon Jackson Museum in Sitka, are they in pretty good shape?
Yeah, they are, actually. You know, I mean, we're running up against that age-old problem of running out of space to thoroughly catalog the material culture and archival materials. Any successful institution is always going to be running out of space, and we've run out of space. So, I mean, there's an effort underfoot now to look at a new building that's a combined libraries, archives, and museums building. So we've been having ongoing discussions internally and with service providers outside and of the state arena to guide us in the process of definitive examination of what we need, how we need to define the space, and then work with leadership to try to get new space on board here before it reaches an acute situation. In some respects, you know, it is, but that's only just because the building is aging.
New Chief State Museum Curator Bob Banghart takes over from Bruce Cotto, who retired in July. He spoke with Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld. In addition to the two institutions, Banghart oversees a grant and technical assistance program that helps local museums. That includes a new effort to open 5 museums in Prince William Sound. The state museum system has 15 permanent staff, additional summer employees, and an operating budget of approximately $1.7 million.